This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The National Association of Home Builders says builder sentiment is at the highest level in 6 years. So what if you want to get into the housing market right now? Well, that's the subject of our Money Matters segment today, and we're joined by Patty Hirsch, Senior Producer of Personal Finance at Marketplace. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So, Patty, is this a good time to buy finally? I mean, we've got prices that are very low and interest rates are seemingly even lower.
Yeah, it's a great time to buy. Very rarely do we have a situation where you've got low interest rates and low prices. So this is a great time to step into the market. Of course, the problem is if you need to get a loan, you're still going to have problems because banks still have very, very high credit standards. They want you to have a high credit score. And unless you sort of tick all of those boxes, it's going to be a lot harder for you to get money from a lender.
But even if you can get the loan, I've heard stories about people who go try and buy a house and they can't do it because there's so much competition.
Yeah, and there's an enormous amount of cash in the market right now. You have individual buyers who have lots and lots of cash and can buy houses with all cash deals. You've also got speculators, people who are buying to rent, these investors that are coming in with all cash. And a lot of the time, if you're a seller, you look much more kindly on someone who's coming to you with an all cash deal rather than someone who's coming with a loan. That's because cash deals are quicker to close. There's less risk. Right. If you're going to go with someone with a loan, then maybe the bank's going to fall out of that. Maybe the bank's not going to like something that it sees in the deal and back out, and then you're left back at square one again.
Now, how do you find the deals that are just the best of the best? These foreclosed properties, these short sales, stuff like that, that just sound too good to be true.
Well, short sales are going to come through the normal listings, the MLS that the real estate agents use, also these places like Zillow and Redfin. You'll see them listed as short sales. But foreclosures, which are the really, really sort of bargain basement deals, you're going to get those through specific real estate agents that are specializing in foreclosures. And a lot of the time you'll find in markets that banks like to work with a very specific real estate agent because they like to run all their business through that one person. So the trick is to find that real estate agent, and you can find them through the regular listings, but you can also find them through these internet databases of foreclosures, which you can find in various markets around the country.
And just to be clear, buying a foreclosed home is not necessarily a sure thing. You could be taking pretty big risk there, right?
You could, and it could end up being an even more expensive prospect because you've got so much work to do on the back end in many of these houses because they've been trashed, because they've been sitting around for so many months with no maintenance at all.
Patty Hirsch, Senior Producer of Personal Finance at Marketplace, thanks a lot.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Jeremy.